Hey, what's up? This is Jordan DePaul. I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his new show, Natural Hits Collecting Dust.
Jordan DePaul.
What up?
My man.
What's going on,
bro? Back.
I'm here.
Dude, thanks for coming in again.
Hey, like I said before, anytime.
Hey, you say that, and you know what? In my years of living here, and it's not personal, so if you're listening to this, don't take it personal. It's just reality that, and look, everybody's very talented, and as your success grows, the less time you have.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's true.
Now,
so I use any time.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make my statement now. I've said it before to a lot of friends in the past that when you make it big, you don't forget about me. You know, it's like, not that you would, but you know what I mean? It's
never.
Like, hey, he used to text back every time. Now he doesn't.
Right.
You know, I'm like, right. And you have to learn, I've been here long enough that, you know, I've been fortunate to really walk or watch a lot of friends start with a backpack and a dream, and now they're selling out stadiums, and
right.
It's really cool. But you know what? Even though it's a different lifestyle for them, and obviously they have to kind of learn, you know, how to be famous in a lot of ways.
Right.
You know, there's a learning curve to that.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
But what a lot of people don't realize is like their friends have to learn how to be friends again. Because it's different. Learn how to be friends with them again,
yeah,
if that
true.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's just a different lifestyle. And the reality is there's only ever one of you.
Yeah.
And there's no more hours in the day. And whereas, you know, say you and I could like keep in touch a lot, that's not always the case. Not if you continue, you know, to be especially wildly successful,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, so. Even when I'm on the road, it's hard for me to get back to people.
Right.
And I'm just like one guy. That's not like I have a tour bus or anything. So
yeah.
It's like I'm one guy, and it's hard for me to find the time to be like, oh man, I have all these text messages.
Mm-hmm.
I have to text everybody back. So
I know. So I had to learn that. It's not personal, you know, it just is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Life happens. But but I always seem to make that statement because I it's like, all right, but I'm gonna at least make it now. You better return my text message.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, hey, you know, this time around, I always like to ask these three questions to everybody, right?
Okay.
And, you know, hey, there's no wrong answer here. So it's not like this is really structured and there's no rules or anything.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm going to have you play, you know, if you could find, you know, another song you may have written that you like.
Maybe
one or two or something.
Yeah, I'll find something.
Yeah. But the hardest part about usually this when I ask people and is like, which one of the 500 do you want me to play?
Right, seriously.
You know, which is why, another reason why I do this, I'm like, there are so many just phenomenal songs sitting in a database somewhere.
Right.
You know, and doesn't mean they're not great.
Right.
So, but all right, let's talk about this. So the first question that I have for everybody is, well, if you could, and you do drink coffee because you brought one in with you, see?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So if you could have coffee with yourself though, knowing what you know now, coffee with yourself when you first, you know, made that decision that music's full time for me, like this is it.
Okay.
What would you tell yourself? What would you tell that young Jordan DePaul?
Well, I've thought about this before because I've always said if I knew then what I know now, but I think not knowing was the best thing I could have done. I moved to town and I wasn't ready for half the things that I've been fortunate enough to do. So I think not knowing those things, back like in the day, not knowing those things, I just really, I don't want to take those things away from me.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's great.
Come on in, man.
How's it going, brother?
We're just finishing this up.
My man, Jay, how are you?
Good,
how are you? Yeah, we're finishing up this episode. This is what I love about Hits Collecting Dust is I have talent come in all the time. So, hey, hang out, listen, watch, and chill out for a bit while I wrap Jordan DePaul up. So, here's the, somebody said it this way, and I think this is what I heard. There's like a gift in being naive.
Yeah, there is.
But nobody's ever said that. When I ask that question, they never go, I don't know if I'd have told myself anything because I kind of liked that I didn't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've
grown. That's cool.
To watch myself grow so much, it's definitely been, I find it to be a blessing because I've watched myself become a better songwriter over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched myself learn not to take any crap over the years. So like you move to town, you don't know anybody. Like you really adhere to other people's, like what other people want, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of been, to watch myself kind of become, like, I want to say like my own entity, I guess.
Yeah.
In this town, it's been pretty cool. So I think, for anybody that's kind of like moving into town or whatever, not knowing is probably the best thing, because you kind of toss yourself in it and you learn for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you stronger, I think. So.
Absolutely. If you stick it out and it's you, it's either going to make or break you, right?
Right.
I like it. All right. Well, what's the best advice somebody else has ever given you?
I actually quote something, that you said to me all the time, or the first time we met, mm-hmm. And it was Mick Jagger was Mick Jagger before Mick Jagger was Mick Jagger. And that's resonated with me so much. And I don't mean to like say it because I'm on your show or whatever, but,
that's the first time I've been quoted, by the way. Let it be noted that I have actually been quoted now.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, like when you said Mick Jagger was Mick Jagger before Mick Jagger was Mick Jagger, I was like, that's true. So I just started, I think I kind of took from that is you start believing in yourself and believing in what you do. And when you, when that moment that you start doing that, people are going to start being like, oh, that's just the person he is. Mm. And you start being true to yourself. And, that's what makes somebody unique.
Yeah. You know? I think I'd switched the names on that one, because the original way it was told to me, which is how most quotes are passed on, was, Frank Sinatra played Frank Sinatra until he became Frank Sinatra.
Right.
That was his quote. And knowing me, I probably changed it to Mick Jagger when we first met. So,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
But, it was the advice that was told to me at some point that, like, you know, when I woke up one day, I'm not in music, but I was trying to figure out what it is for me. Yeah. I used to envy musicians all the time, even if they weren't, you know, in worldly terms successful, because, at least you knew.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, I could be making money, but it's like, if it wasn't it for me, I was always asking, what is it for me? And, you know, I have artists and writers that were pursuing and they might be stressing out over money or whatever, but at least they knew what it was to like go full steam ahead, you know? And so when I first started, I'm like, well, I just really like to talk and I'd love to be able to speak. Hey, how do I get people to ask me to come talk? That's what I was trying to figure out, you know? And then somebody told me, goes, you know, you become a speaker the minute you believe that you're a speaker. And I was like, really? It's like, yeah, I mean, you don't need the rest of the world to affirm you if you're a speaker or not. If you're a speaker and you believe it, guess what? You are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then that Frank Sinatra was, the quote was told to me, and I've always just kind of passed that on. I'm like, hey, you don't need me to tell me whether you're an artist or a singer. You tell me, are you or not?
Right,
you
right.
know, and you, the good ones do, you know, regardless of, you know, how many hit songs they have on the chart or not, right? Like it's, that doesn't judge your value or your talent or anything else. It's like, I am.
Exactly.
And that actually comes out. People can sense that, right?
Yeah. That was the biggest thing for me. It was just kind of like a big, like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start acting like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Finish the statement. If you really knew me, you would know.
I guess, a lot of people don't know that I'm shy. I'm actually pretty shy. Hmm. And I think I kind of overcame that, in college. I was on like the advertising team.
Yeah.
So having to speak in front of like masses and masses of people, I used to be so awkward on stage, man. You don't even know. Like back in my old band, my bandmates used to make fun of me. Cause I would fumble all my words and, it's just kind of been, and that's something else is this over the years, it's just kind of become, I've become better at it.
Okay. This brings up a follow-up question in this, because I think a lot of people are paralyzed by fear. Let's be honest, right? They know that, hey, I'm not good. I'm shy. I'm awkward or whatever. You knew that, but yet you still did it. Like, and you did it until you overcame it or, you know, whatever. But let me ask you this, like, how did you over, you know what I mean? Like if you knew you were shy and like, how did you even get on stage in the first place? What did you,
I don't know. It's just a weird thing, man. Like I kind of like threw myself into it. I feel like that's kind of how I did it when I moved here. I didn't know a single soul. Mm-hmm. So, I just kind of threw myself, I knew what I wanted and I knew what it was going to take to get there. Mm. So I just kind of threw myself in it and, I just kind of pushed along through it.
Yeah. I had a buddy, Richard, I refer to him a lot, but just learned so much from this guy, Casper. He's the founder of the Creative Vets. And it's just a nonprofit for, veterans that are dealing with PTS. But he made a profound statement too, that was like, you know, you can be afraid. It's okay to be afraid, actually.
Yeah. But if your purpose is big enough, you can overcome it. And that was kind of the whole point.
Right.
You know, you can do anything if the purpose is big enough, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. You're like, I knew what I wanted. And I was probably going to have to get through a lot of this to get there.
Yeah.
But it was big enough, right?
Right.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited, hopefully, to hear what song you're going to play next. And I'd love for you to set it up, sing it, knock it out real quick, because I know it's a hit. And I know it's, as of right now, it's not cut, so it's a hit collecting dust right now, right?
Right. Yeah.
Good.
Sweet. this song, I wrote this last fall. I remember seeing, like, I was probably the brokest I've ever been. And I remember seeing my friends, some friends that like hate their jobs and stuff, and they're doing it because it's making money. Like they're making money doing it. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, man, like I know what they want to do and they're not doing it because they have to make money.
Right.
And for me, I was the complete opposite. So, I kind of started thinking like, what would be a cool way to tell them that they're doing this all wrong. They're living life wrong. And it was debt to yourself. Like you might owe a debt to yourself. You're kind of giving up what you want to do, to make money. Mm. So, I wrote this song. And yeah, it's kind of been my anthem.
I like it. I like it already.
Yeah.
That passion to pursue something, even though the odds may not be in your favor.
Right.
That's true. But you do it anyway.
Yeah.
I like it. Play it up.
Here we go, man.
Well, I spent the whole night chasing a dream. And if I caught up, maybe I'd catch some sleep. Leave all the people that were in it for gold. And get rich on the fact I get to pay back my soul. I may not have a lot, but I gave it all. You make your bills and that makes sense. You trade it in for someone else, so you might own a debt to yourself. Never thought that the freeway would cost anything, but I'm running on empty and there's tolls to pay. Now I'm feeling like I was and I'm feeling sad. Rolling into Ohio on any money I had. Well, I may not have a lot, but I gave it all. Your bills, and that makes sense. You trade it in for someone else, so you might own a debt to yourself. Your doctors and lawyers and cheats. Then you got your hustlers and gamblers like me. Well, I may not have a lot, but I gave it all. You make your bills and that
trading in for someone else, so you might own the debt to yourself. To yourself, dead to yourself. Ooh.
Wow, Jordan, I love that. Is the Jordan DePaul anthem.
Thanks.
It actually should probably be Nashville anthem.
Yeah.
Thanks, if that man. Makes sense. Or yeah, everybody sure. That's like either pursuing a dream or wanted to pursue a dream. Man, that, I can relate to that. That's,
thanks, man.
I mean, it's a great song and you're very talented, but like the lyrics of that, it's like, yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that work in like the hospice industry.
Yeah,
I know it sounds somewhat, you really do. You learn from a lot of these people. What they say is like the people in their last days, they never talk about, you know, how much more they wish they had worked or how much more money they would have made. You know, it was all about the things that they wanted to do that never did.
Right.
And I mean, that song just hits on it right there. It's yeah, like, man. You know, you do what you can and that's all we can do.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, buddy.
The semi's trying to get into the neighbor's white.
Oh, hey, Jay.
Yeah.
You may have parked. Can you move? Yeah. You have a white shirt. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Forget to tell him.
It's all good.
All right. But no, dude, that's cool. I mean, just a great song in general. And I mean, where do you go from there? How can you, is failure really an option? That's kind of what I hear in that song.
Right. Yeah. That's,
wait, what is failure? Like I'm pursuing my goal and dream.
Right.
You know, so that's
awesome. What I was telling, there's a documentary crew that was following me around for a little bit. And I was telling them, all this time that I've been devoting to this, like, what if it's for nothing? That's what I was asking them, like, what if it's for nothing? And then I started thinking like, it's probably not for nothing. This is like this whole entire thing has just made me stronger.
Mm.
So I never, even if I don't get to my ultimate goal, like I don't see it as a failure in any way. So,
well, not if you're like living success in the journey of it.
Yeah.
Right. So what, I mean, really, cause when you said that, I was like, what's the goal? And you know, I've seen friends, in music in general, you know, the goal used to be, well, I need a publishing deal.
Yeah.
But then the goal was, well, then a label deal or your record deal. And then it was, well, a number one hit. Right. Well, right. Then after that, it was like, well, that's gotta be two number one hits.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, well, 3 or 10, like it's right. Always going to be, you know, what's next. Right. Yeah. So enjoying the journey, like I might be quoting myself now, Jordan. I don't know.
Oh man. Two Donald Jenkins quotes in one interview.
Oh my gosh. But no, I think the gift is the journey is what I tell people. I'm like, if you're not enjoying the journey to wherever it is you think you want to be, then it's not going to be enough. Even if you do get it.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is the gift, like enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, man. That's what people say all the time. Like, you're going to be on the road for a month and a half by yourself. Mm. I was like, yeah, I'm going to love every second.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Right. So it's
well, cool. I can't wait. Maybe till you get back. Cause I want to catch up and hear those stories. You're going to have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Great memories. And believe it or not, probably even the ones at the time that seem bad are going to be great memories.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I call it road points. Like when I'm in like stuck in traffic in downtown Pittsburgh and I have to pee in like 3 different cups while you're just in traffic. That happened on my last tour. Yeah. So, road points.
Oh, well, that just took it from my clean show. No, I'm just kidding. But. All right. Well, dude, man, thanks for coming in. I'm going to have you back in again, if you will, just because I know you have tons of songs.
Yep. Yeah, I sure do, man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
See you, bud.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.